and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop honors our fighting men and women and all the veterans who have gone before you. We salute you and thank you for your sacrifice. Our prayers go with you and your families. This military tribute is from Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. That's 482-6783. A staple in our community for over 46 years. Family owned and operated, Fort Collins Radiator Shop on the air because they care. The staff and families at Gray's Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Gray's Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Gray's Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, Mark in Medford. Coming from the hills overlooking beautiful Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually soft, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And our topic this morning is very apropos to that very concept. Our guest is Ted Brewer, and we're going to be talking about the Ebola epidemic. Ted, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, your background, and why you're concerned about the handling of the Ebola epidemic.
Oh, I'll be happy to, Stan. I mean, I was on with you, gosh, I guess it was back in January, February of this year. We had a great job. We talked about the top 10 foods never to eat. You may or may not remember that show because I know you do so many shows. And the reality is this. I'm a research biochemist trained at Florida State University. I spent approximately 400 hours at the biochemical genetics lab at Florida State. I know this topic extremely well as far as the virology behind viruses, bacteria, et cetera. I've worked with this a lot when I was in college. Now, I never handled the level 4 contagions. I never did anything like that. But the reality is it's all about the same as far as how you, the protocol as far as autoclaving and keeping it sterilized. The only difference is you have to have different types of abilities to have laboratories which are sealed off. Now, the laboratory that these people were brought to, this hospital that the people were brought to from Africa, to basically have been infected with Ebola, this laboratory is a level 2, and a level 2 laboratory. I'm here, buddy. A level 2 laboratory does not have the ability to contain a level 4 contagion. It just doesn't happen. And then that's the problem that we're running into, and that people need to realize this. The hospital to which they were taken is a level 2. It is not a level 4 contamination hospital. They have level 3 and level 4 mock situations there where they train people. But the hospital is not set up for level 4 contagion. Now, what I don't understand, Dr. Stan, is this. We know that the CDC has a level 4 containment facility in Atlanta. We also know the CDC and the United States government has filed for patents on Ebola. I just came known this morning across the media that they have the patents for the virus, and they say they own the Ebola virus or a strand thereof, and that therefore any vaccines that are made, they are going to be required to be given royalties on. I mean, I don't even know how to respond to that. Okay, I mean, this is a global changing event, and basically, you know, the Liberian president basically said they're closing all air traffic. Several of the other African countries have done the same thing. And the Liberian president said that they were closing the airports, that there were dead bodies everywhere. There was no way to get the dead bodies cleaned up because no one wanted to touch the dead bodies. And this is unprecedented, as far as I know, Doc, to bring a person with a level 4 contagion into a metropolitan area in a country. And it's happened now with the United States and with Germany. Normally what they would have done, if they didn't have the facility there in that country to have worked with it, they would have had a military ship out there, and the military ship would have evacuated the American personnel to the military ship and put them into quarantine. But under no circumstances have I ever seen a level 4 contagion be brought into the United States. Have you ever seen that before?
Nope.
I know you've worked with this stuff, with the AIDS and with the Ebola in Africa, and I don't know what to say about this. I mean, but it's just, it's absolutely nuts. They brought them to a hospital with a level 2 containment situation. I mean,
well, of course, what is even more disturbing is the way they're handling it in Africa, at least until recently. I'm glad that they're at least beginning to seal off Liberia, but they should isolate that entire country until this is brought under control.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I was reading some stuff that was written by Horowitz, who's written extremely good articles on where the origin of AIDS and Ebola came from. And what was interesting, he said that what they originally did, and this is all factual, and I'm sure you'll verify it, that they would seal off an entire town or community or village where this stuff broke out, and they would cordon it off with a 100-yard kill range, warn the townspeople not to come within the 100 yards of the troops, or they'd be shot. And you know, I'm not saying that that's the way you should handle it, but it sure seems more effective than letting them fly all over the country. And this weekend, we had a lady come from Sierra Leone. I just saw it on the news. It's all over the British tabloids and the press this morning. She was 72 years old. She fell ill during the flight, started having severe fevers and chills. She got off on the jet bridge, started vomiting and convulsions, and basically died on the jet bridge, exposing all the people on the jet bridge having to walk around her body to all of the vomit and all the other stuff that was coming out of her body. And they didn't even quarantine the people who came off the plane with her. And now they're saying that she did not test positive for Ebola. Whatever. I mean, does anybody believe that? I mean, I have literally been on thousands of airplane flights, and I've been to hundreds of airports and thousands of airports all over the world. And I can honestly tell you that I have never seen anybody fall in a jetway, vomiting and puking and die in front of me. I've never seen anybody even get sick in a jet bridge or even at an airport and fall, much less die on the air bridge. I mean, they're saying now, oh, it's not Ebola. Okay, well, what possibly could have done that? What possible contagion could have been so bad that she would start vomiting and die on the jet bridge? I have no idea, unless she was choking on her last meal. But they don't serve meals before you land, so it couldn't have been that. So I have no idea what in the world's going on over there in Britain and why they're – well, I understand why they would deny it, because if they deny it, they'll completely grind all air traffic to a halt. Even Donald Trump got on his Twitter this morning and said basically that we shouldn't be bringing anybody into the United States who's got a level 4 contagion, because basically this could be a global changing pandemic and wipe out billions of people as far as the population is concerned. That's what I'm saying. And we need to realize that it's just not something we need to be doing. It's just the whole thing's nuts to me. What do you think about the lady who fell on the airplane?
I don't know what to make of it. I wouldn't want to hesitate, I guess, unless we actually knew that she had Ebola, but it certainly is disturbing. But then the whole handling of this Ebola recently has been disturbing. I mean, the fact that this has spread as far as it has. I mean, in years past, why, of course, you know, there'd be a few dozen cases, maybe even 50 or 75 cases. But it was totally isolated, and they would take the people who had the disease, they would put them into a restricted area, and nobody went in, and nobody went out. So the healthcare workers came in and came out, but they had to be thoroughly contaminated. They had decontaminated. They had to wear their suits and their visors, and they were risking their lives doing this. Certainly, I sympathize with this doctor, this American doctor who's brought to the United States. I am concerned about the principal. We'll be back in a moment with Ted. Okay.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Richard called one of those other toll dealers.
Richard, please answer the door!
Richard gave them all their information.
Richard, you should have called Patriot! Now they'll never stop calling and sending their solicitations!
Don't be a Richard. Call the Patriot Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to GreatPlainsSolar.com.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here. I guess versus Ted Brewer, and we're talking about the Ebola epidemic and the fact that in years past, when you've had an epidemic, you've simply taken the people who were infected with this deadly disease and put them onto an enclave, surrounded it with a military unit. Nobody went in, nobody went out, and those who you either got well or you died. And they would actually shoot people trying to get out. Right ahead.
Well, no, you're exactly right. Now, I've read this and read this and read this. You know, it's so funny, Doc. A couple of weeks ago, I started doing reports on what would happen if a contagion like Ebola came through the southern borders of the United States, which are now completely open. Basically, there is no southern border. And they're hauling all these people in with all these different types of tuberculosis and polio and scabies and herpes. And the list just goes on and on. Dengue fever. Dengue, you know, all those different things. And the thing that's amazing to me is that, you know, I was doing this and talking about the possibility of Ebola coming through the southern border, and suddenly our federal government decides they're going to go ahead and bring it through and just basically drop it at Emory University. And now I find out that they have that the CDC located in Atlanta has patents assigned to the Ebola virus as far as for the manufacturing of viruses and also for the manufacturing of antidotes and serums and immunizations against it. So I'm kind of like, this whole thing is nuts. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me why the United States would want to do this unless in some way, in some weird thing, that the Emory University system is going to be paid patent rights if they develop some type of vaccine. I mean, the whole thing is just very, very strange to me, and I've been doing shows on it now, and what's happened is more from being something that could happen to something that absolutely did happen. But it's unprecedented. Let me go a few more of my notes, though. The mainstream news is now calling Obama a dictator. He's now saying and threatening to put executive orders to restrict Second Amendments, which he already did 2 weeks ago. He banned the importation of Kalashnikov rifles, that's the AK-47 and the shotguns. We know that fruit bats, monkeys, and pigs basically can transmit the Ebola. And now they're telling us that from a research study that was done in Great Britain a couple years ago, they said that basically it can go airborne because the pigs who were held in quarantine with the macaque monkeys who were separated, who were did not have physical contact, that after 8 days being with the pigs, the monkeys basically developed the Ebola virus. And what's also interesting is the Ebola virus used to be after two or three hosts, it would mutate and quit becoming a pathogen. It would no longer be effective. Now this one doesn't seem to stop the mutation. And what's also interesting with this is it used to be UV sensitive. In other words, if you got it in sunlight, it would die. Now it doesn't die in UV light. So I just hope and pray this thing hasn't been weaponized. Doc, what do you think?
Well, when remember 20, 25 years ago when we had the AIDS epidemic and the Ebola, I studied this. There was a great deal of evidence at that time that this was a man-made virus. This is the AIDS epidemic. Was man-made. People find it difficult to believe why anybody in their right mind would create pathological viruses, but we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who are inherently evil, and I've always considered the possibility that Ebola was a man-made virus. But go ahead.
Well, no, you know, Horowitz said the same thing. He said it was originally designed, along with the AIDS virus, to basically wipe out the population of Africa along with gays. And which I thought was interesting that they would actually include gays in that category. It's back in the 60s, apparently, when the stuff was worked on with Richard Nixon. And so I just thought this whole thing is kind of nuts. When you start looking at the 40- and 50-year-old research on this stuff and when this stuff finally just kind of arrived suddenly on the scene, it seems to have been helped along out of nature into the human genome as far as how it affects us. But it's interesting because I read your book. You wrote that excellent book. I think it was called Brotherhood of Darkness.
Yes, it is.
By the way, that's, if anybody is listening today and they haven't read that book, they need to get a copy of it. And that book really summarizes what's going on with the satanic Luciferian agenda of the world elite and how they're trying to bring in a one-world government. Remember what they say, their motto is, out of chaos shall come order, a new world order. And they're trying to do it, I guess, make everything as chaotic as they possibly can so everybody will beg for a new monetary system, a new currency, a new world religion, and a one world leader, which, of course, will be the Antichrist. And, of course, the Satan group, the Luciferian group, that's what they want. And, you know, it's so funny, Doc, that you wrote that book because unless people are aware of that particular agenda, none of this makes any sense because you can't believe people are this evil that they would actually infect people with Ebola and basically hope that would bring in a one world order.
Well, I just hope and pray that they can get this thing under control, that the people in Africa, I'm just so pleased to hear that the president of Liberia is going to stop flights from Liberia.
I mean, yes, Kaskar, she was on. She said there's dead bodies everywhere and that she wants to stop the flight. But what I've done is I've put together really some good synopsis of this. I sent out a 96-page report on this this past weekend. And if people want to get a copy of that, they can go to healthmasters.com. It's completely free. I'm not trying to sell anything on this whole nonsense. It's healthmasters.com, and they can get that whole report for free. They can download it on the computer. And what it is, it's a compilation of a whole bunch of emails, reports, and letters and personal things that I've worked on the past 2 weeks about the Ebola thing, including the research from Horowitz. It's 96 pages. You go to healthmasters.com and get a free copy. You can also sign up for our newsletter because we'll be sending out updates on this about once a week now because it's changing so rapidly, especially with this information of this lady in London in Gatwick who fell on the plane. Now remember, this stuff has about a 21 to 30 day incubation period. So we're gonna know within 30 days what's really going on.
Well, all we can do is just to wait and hope and pray that this does not get to the United States because this is a devastating disease for which there's no effective treatment, and with a mortality rate of 50 to 90%, why suddenly it devastates the population.
No, it absolutely was. But let me go ahead and go. Let me finish reading through this, read these my notes. Bringing a person in with a level 4 contagion into a level 2 contagion facility in the United States breaks all kinds of international laws. I don't know how in the world they got this done and got this stuff signed off by the State Department to bring these people back. Like you said, this has a 50 to 97% kill rate. Basically, the hospitals in the United States, they can't stop staff. They can't stop MRSA. You know, this is unbelievable. Most of the time, these level 4 contagion facilities are in underground facilities, like you said, with military and guards all around them. This is a head-spinning, nihilistic event that's basically blowing my mind that these world elite are allowing this to go on. Remember, back in 2003, George Bush signed an executive order about SARS, and Obama changed that executive order. It's Executive Order 13295, and he has now said that if a person has the sniffles or if they have a congestion or some type of head cold, they can be locked up and disappeared by the federal government if they were stopped on a routine traffic stop. I mean, the federal government has basically erased the southern borders, allowing all kinds of criminals and TB and flu and scabies and black plague to come through, and now they're bringing an Ebola onto our shore in a hospital with a level 2 contagion facility with a level 4 contagion, disease. Again, earlier, like we mentioned earlier previously, military ships were kept for bioforge weapons problems like this. But they've never taken somebody and sent them to, like, a hospital, like at Emory. Rutgers, which is owned by the Rothschild Bank, which is all part of that evil elite you wrote about in your book. They basically now are saying that there's a vaccine that's going to be released on that. Remember, Rutgers News Agency is owned by the Rothschild Bank. Remember when the Simeon 40 vaccine was released back in the 60s with the polio, and basically we had 100 million Americans who have been potentially infected with this polio vaccine, which contained live cancer viruses. We know that's true. And the real threat are basically because the feds are not going in and doing anything to try to stop this. In other words, I believe that normally the federal government gets all involved and starts hitting the news waves like they did with the swine flu and trying to hype everything. They're not hyping this at all. They're not even saying anything about it. They're being quiet about it, which tells me that they're letting it take its run its course. The FDA blocked Tecmir Company on doing an Ebola vaccine several months ago, and now they're trying to fast-track a vaccine for Ebola through the FDA. And so I'll be honest with you, with everything that came off of Plum Island, like Lyme disease and syphilis and all the other things that the German scientists basically cooked up from Operation Paperclip, and it got loose from Plum Island and basically, you know, got all over the United States now with Lyme disease. And the government, released foot and mouth disease in England in 2001 and 2007. These level four contagions are unbelievably difficult to keep under wraps once they're exposed to the environment. And basically, airborne Ebola can basically devastate the entire planet. And I mean, now remember also at airports, we have infrared thermal imaging fever screening cameras that basically can isolate people and stop them from going through airports. And also, if you're running through an airport trying to catch another flight, you can be stopped for that. And if I find it interesting that this past week, the Department of Homeland Security sent six vehicles after a Land Rover truck, basically, because it didn't meet emissions control requirements. Six vehicles descended on this house to seize a Land Rover truck because they didn't meet emissions requirements. Yet they've left the entire southern border open with Mexican terror gangs, with the Chinese triad. All of the West African gangs are coming through across the southern border. I believe that the illegals are being brought in through a Cloward-Piven strategy, basically to bring in another huge voting block for Americans who are going to vote Democrat. And if we have a medical emergency declared by Obama, the guns, the food, everything by executive order that's already been in place can be confiscated. And always remember, in 1967, the CIA, order number 1035960, they said that basically they were going to want to discredit anyone questioning the Warren Commission findings. They were going to call them a conspiracy theorist. They coined that term, conspiracy theorist, and tinfoil hat as a giant psychops. This is almost 40 years ago, to basically discredit anybody who went against the mainstream propaganda the government's putting out. And again, as you know, the people in the United States are suffering from what we call normalcy bias. There's a really good video you can watch on TV by Alan Watt, which basically talks about how we have been basically brainwashed and forced into compliance as far as what they want us to do, Doc.
Well, I'm sure that they are manipulating the American people. Certainly, as we often say, most of what the American people believe really isn't true, because the media is very effectively controlled.
Well, you remember when the Rothschild banking cartel bought control of the Rutgers news agency back in the 1800s, and then they also bought the AP wire. Everything that gets disseminated on the mainstream media is through those major two wires, and that's all being controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel, who basically runs the world and basically controls almost all of the monetary instruments of all of the world, except for like Russia and China. And so, this is what it's all about. You know, Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. And now we find out that they applied for patents on Ebola and on vaccines that will be created for Ebola. I mean, that by itself kind of blows my mind that they would leave a paper trail like that. But I guess they figured somebody had to apply for a patent for it, and I guess they figured they'd keep the money for it. And as this thing unfolds and we see deeper and deeper into this New World Order agenda, we finally begin to realize that this whole thing is about to bring chaos into the planet. And that's their goal. Out of chaos will come a new world order. And a lot of this too is to basically bring in a situation that they call in psychology a learned helplessness. You can also have Stockholm syndrome. You can talk about that. Learned helplessness basically is to overwhelm people so they can't concentrate all of these events at once. And finally, they just give up and they say nothing I can do or say is going to change anything. So we're going to let the government, who are in charge, fix it. And they'll do that real quickly by declaring martial law. And then, of course, we have the cognitive dissonance of psychological operations that they have with the military. I mean, why in this world suddenly is the border open now on Mexico? I mean, right now they opened it. back in January, they were putting email postings trying to get families to take their kids. This is 7 months ago, 8 months ago now. And suddenly the border's wide open. Well, we've always had poor kids in Central and South America. Why is it suddenly they're being allowed to come across the border? I mean, this is basically a full-spectrum dominance program that's being initiated right now to force us to accept global governance because it's going to be that bad. And what people don't understand, Doc, and you know this as well as I do, with the continuity of government protocols that are in place, if we have a pandemic that happens in the United States and we can't contain it, that the United Nations is already authorized to come in and bring troops in to help the United States government to put things under control.
Well, there's certainly no reason for that border to be open. They authorized several $1 billion, back in about 2005, to build a two-stage, a 15-foot fence with razor-sharp wire at the top. And the Bush administration refused to do it, saying, we'll build a virtual fence. So we'll put it all sorts of stations there and then watch electronically as the people try to get across the border and stop them that way. And they refused to spend the money. They did. In Southern California, they built the fence the way they should. The rest of it's wide open because they want this immigration. They want to change the demographics of this country. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this dream, as you say, of a one-world government. Do away with national sovereignty. That's what they've done. And the average American has no idea this is all planned. We'll be back in a moment here with our guest, right here at the American Dream.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
The folks who care at the Platteville Public Library remind parents, this back-to-school season, prepare your kids the right way by boning up on their reading and studying skills. By doing so, you give them a fighting chance at success. So help your child succeed and prepare them for back-to-school properly. That's from the Platteville Public Library, because they care about your child's education. For more information on study and reading programs for your kids, call 785-2231 and get your kids properly prepared for back-to-school. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, good afternoon, Dr. Picard. I guess this morning is Ted Brewer, and we're talking about the Ebola epidemic. We're talking certainly about the handling of stage four diseases. And if there's somebody out in the listening audience has a question for our guest, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I share your concern about the way this is being handled. I certainly, if they do come up with a Ebola vaccine, I'm not going to take it because, of course, what a wonderful way to contaminate the general population. And until people understand there is a population control agenda, they are intentionally eliminating large numbers of our people. They already have killed countless millions through a series of senseless wars and, of course, through the abortion and through the handling of our pesticides, our insecticides. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food. The average individual cannot believe anything could be this diabolical, but it really is. And if you doubt that, you need, of course, to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and read my Population Control Agenda Monographer. Just go up on the Internet, look up Population Control Agenda Monograph, and put in my name, and you'll be fascinated to see what they are really doing today to eliminate large segments of the population. So go right ahead, Ted.
You're absolutely right, Doc. And what folks don't realize is that if people don't do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it, as far as realizing that this isn't a game anymore, that this government has basically been out of control since probably the last time the government was really running properly was before Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act. And when he did that, and then the following year they gave us the IRS, then everything went sideways. And we had 20 years basically of just unprecedented growth because they loosened up the money supply, started printing all these dollars, and then, of course, 1929, they collapsed the economy by contracting the M1 money supply, and by 1933, the United States filed bankruptcy and basically went into receivership, the Rothschild cartel and the Bank of England, which is also basically part of the Catholic Church because they're all tied together. Of course, you already know all this. You kind of talk about all this in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and all of these organizations are rotten to the core. And basically, they're in this whole thing as a one-world government. The problem is there's too many of us now, and they've got to cull the herd, so to speak. And their whole point is, according to the Georgia Guidestones, which were by this guy named Christian, of all things, is to reduce the population by 90%. This Ebola thing could be a 90% population reduction event. The thing that irritates me is that, and it doesn't make any sense to me, if these corporations that are running the planet, they've impoverished so many countries now around the world that there's really nobody left to buy their products. And if they continue to do that to the United States, we're not going to be left to buy their products. There's not going to be anybody left to work in the factories to make the products. And so maybe this is why they have their deep underground bunker facilities, so they can go to those and hide once they release these contagions into the macro environment and basically wait for it all to come back out the other side and kind of start over again. I mean, that sounds like something Lucifer would do anyhow, because basically he doesn't want to do anything besides rob, kill, steal, and destroy, and that's his whole purpose. And so I just find the whole thing interesting that the vast majority of the people in the United States have absolutely no idea what's going on. They're completely asleep. They think that Building 7 on 9/11 fell down by itself, or they don't even know about it, including radio talk show hosts. I mentioned this last night on a show on a conservative network, and the guy never even heard of Building 7. Blows my mind that people think that so many of these false flags that are being done are real, like the Bay of Tonka was brought into the Vietnam War. We all know that was completely staged now. And the sad part about it is people are so caught up in normalcy bias, nobody wants to wake up, Doc.
Well, nobody seems to be worried. The fact that we lost 58,000 people during the Vietnam War, as you say, the Gulf of Tonka incident was fraudulent. But all during the Vietnam War, we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the South Vietnamese, who killed 58,000 American boys, and who cares? We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yeah, this is Brian in Northern Colorado. Can you hear me?
Yes, this
hey,
is
Brian.
Guy. Brian, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. What's your guest name?
Ted Brewer, B-R-O-E-R.
Ted Brewer.
Yeah. So were you on Billy Cunningham last night?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to you, you know, and I thought, of course, I agree with you 100%. I'm right on the same track with you. And as soon as you hung up, he said, if you believe in 9/11 was an inside job, you're an idiot. And if you believe, he's like, I believe in some of the things he said about the southern border, but, you know, I don't believe in the fact that blah, blah, blah. And he was basically hacking you right as you hung up. And, you know, I like him. He's good. But he totes the same party line that my parents and all the baby boomers tote, you know, conservative, but just won't lift up the covers and look what's underneath.
You know, it's interesting. I've got a friend of mine who heard the show last night, too. He already emailed me and told me that Cunningham had done that. Now, I simply won't go on that show again. Now, if Billy was going to do that, he should have done that while I was still on the air to give me a chance to rebuke what he was saying or give him a rebuttal. But to basically say something after I went off the air is just a cheap shot. That's all it is.
Exactly. I agree 100%. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that irritates me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's complicit in this whole left-right paradigm, two heads of the exact same coin, is, yeah, you can, you know, they just regurgitate the same thing when you're talking about real issues that get to the heart of what's going on, which, you know, transcends the whole left-right paradigm and get down to the banks, the Rockefellers, the eugenics programs, all the things that are right in our face, these smart meters, and now they got, you know, EDR event data recorders in our cars, and if you can't see what's coming down the pike, your eyes are closed with scales as far as
well, the word the media uses and the word that we use in psychology is obfuscation. That's the word. And obfuscation means to intentionally misdirect or to mislead. And what happens is when you have people like the media that's being controlled by the Rothschild cartel to the AP Wire and the Rutgers, what they end up doing basically is they bring a person like me on and they start, you know, basically agreeing with what I'm saying about the borders. And then I say, but wait, there's more to this than this. I mean, this isn't the first incident. You got the Bay of Tonkin. You got the problem with Building 7 on 9/11. I mean, he doesn't address the fact that Building 7 fell down by itself last night after I got off the air, and that's all questionable. And I never said the government blew up the 9/11 trade towers last night. I never said that. I just said we had never been told the truth about 9/11. And the craziest thing about this is that, you know, he was going along with everything that I was saying. He never argued with anything that I said. And suddenly I get emails this morning from my friends on his show, which must be a very large show to get this kind of response from my friends. And you heard it also. And suddenly, yeah, all of a sudden, I'm this bad guy who's talking about conspiracy theorists. Remember, in 1967, the CIA coined the term conspiracy theorist to try to combat all the negative stuff that was being said about the Warren Commission reports. And the thing about it is, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a scientist. I just do the research. And I don't believe for one second that an airplane flew into the Pentagon. I don't believe that for one second, because I know there was
no wing
march. There were no wing march. But the majority of people believe that nonsense.
I agree with you 100%. And I'm basically nobody, just a, you know, middle-aged average guy with, you know, middle class, trying to raise family. And I'm not a genius by any means. I'm not a doctor. Not a scientist. But I mean, I can see what is going on to our country. And if you read any history, you can see that they've been doing this since the 1600s. The elite would sit on top of hills on their horses and watch a battle take place. And they had a coin in both sides of the battle. So they didn't care who won or lost. They don't think in Democrat or Republican or left or right, because they know it's like a poker game.
Hold us up. We're going to a break. We'll be back.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Student Network, our guest Ted Brewer, and is our caller still with us or not?
Yeah, I'm still here, and, you know, I don't really have much more to say other than the fact that, you know, it's really good on a national radio show to hear somebody like your guest and to have him get, you know, after he hung up the phone, have him be called, you know, not, he wasn't called, but he said anybody that believes that is stupid is just unbelievable, because I'm no genius by any stretch of the imagination, but I mean, I definitely have a good scope of what's going on in the world and what's happened to us and why we've gotten here. And I thought he was trying to get that point across yesterday and completely, I don't know, I think he should write an email to Billy saying, you know, I'll never come on your show again. This is why.
Okay, well, the reality is I would do his show again, but I would confront him on air with it. And I say, well, why do you know, feel this way? Because I mean, here I am. I'm just telling you that there's all kinds of things that we're not being told by the federal government, or we're being lied to by the federal government. And why in the world should we believe now that this Ebola is contained? I mean, the reality is he's sitting there right with me saying, hey, they should never have brought this stuff into the United States. And then we start talking about the other things that are going on with the borders in the southern part of the United States. And it's not like I was talking about some kind of abstract thing that may or may not happen. We have Ebola here in the U.S. right now. We have the southern borders open right now, and Building 7 really did fall down all by itself, supposedly, you know, 12, 13 years ago. And so the reality is this. I mean, we need to address these issues. That's the problem, is nobody's talking about these issues. He obviously hasn't done any research on the 9/11 thing, or he would not have said what he said, or he's been told not to talk about that, and he's been told to refer to anybody who says that or anyone who believes that is not very bright. Well, the problem is they can't tell you that I'm not very bright, because I'm pretty bright. And that's the problem they have when I come on the air to try to confront me with this, because suddenly they have somebody who can actually answer the questions. Last week I was on with this liberal guy. God, this guy was a nutbag. And he tells me on the air that that Mexico has a better health care system per capita than we do in the United States.
Yeah,
and I said to myself,
I think that they're told, you know, you can touch it, you can graze it, but you cannot hit the heart of the situation, which is, you know, we are under attack from not the left or the right. At the very top of the pinnacle is the fat cat sitting on top, directing both sides like a puppet. And you know, I see it, because the left won't touch certain things and the right won't touch certain things, but the center of the onion is very dark and diabolic, I guess you could say.
Well, remember, again, the AP Wire and Rutgers are all owned by the Rothschild banking cartel, which owns with all the major corporations in the world. And they're going to tell you what you can and can't do, including all the media. And so they basically told them what they can and can't say, can and can't do, because they did exactly like you said. The middle of the onion is unbelievably black. It's got a satanic heart at the middle of it. They don't want people to see that. They don't want people to start asking questions, and they don't want people to wake up. When a person like Billy Cunningham has me on last night, he certainly didn't expect me to go back all the way back to 9/11. He thought I was going to just talk about the border, but he was being so open and so responsive when he was talking to me. I thought, well, I'm just going to go ahead and throw a bunch of other stuff in that I'm not sure about either, and let the listeners decide. And you know what's funny, too? Apparently, I said something pretty good on Billy Cunningham's show last night, because it crashed my website, which I find odd. And then,
it's deep inside. People are yearning for the truth, I think. And, you know, their conscience is saying, everything is wrong. I'm being poisoned. I'm being killed. My children are being killed. There's too much cancer. You know, the borders are open. It's deep inside. People are yearning for the truth. And when they get a little glimpse of it, even though you get shut off and called stupid, it's people in the city. Hopefully you woke up a lot of minds, and I'm sure that's why your website got crashed, but God bless you, Dr. Stan, and hopefully have you many more years, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks so much for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it. But yeah, man, thanks for the heads up on Billy Cunningham. I didn't realize this show was that big.
Well, yeah, we get it. It's a nationwide show right above, right ahead of Coast to Coast. So it was good to hear you. And I didn't even know your name last night, and I didn't know it today, but I recognized the voice, so I figured it was the same person. So I'm glad to hear you today.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I'm glad Billy had me on. At least we figured out, you know, how big his show was, and basically that we ended up crashing his website. I'm sure we crashed his website last night, too.
Good. Well, good to hear you, and keep up the good work, Dr. Stan.
Thanks so much, buddy.
I have actually been told by people in the media, honest people who wanted to keep their job. Certainly one of them was the, for 20 years, was the major talk show host on KGO in San Francisco, and we were personal friends. We talked to him many, many times, and one time he had actually invited me to come to San Francisco and do the program with him, and I did. And certainly when we were off air, he looked at me and he said, Stan, he said, you know, if I said what I really believe on this radio program, they'd fire me tomorrow. We went back on the air, and he said, you know, and if anybody tried to tell me what to say on this radio program, I'd quit tomorrow. And he looked over at me and winked. And this is the way things really are. I've been told by people in television. I've been told by a newspaper editor, in our region, that they are told what to put out, and if they want to keep their job, they do what they're told. And I suspect that is why you had the problem you had last night. This fellow.
Well, but again, Doc, it was funny. He never said anything to me like that on the air last night. He was agreeing with everything that I said. And he must have had a moment of clarity, and said, "Hey, you know, we probably need to go ahead and discredit this guy somewhat here because I don't really want to deal with what's going on with the blowback from this." I'm telling you, my website crashed last night after this.
Right. By crashed, you mean you had so much, it just went down.
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I know right after the show last night, my website went down, and it was down until this morning. We came in, and we found it down, and we had to have it all rebooted back up again. So usually when that happens, we have a huge influx of people trying to go to the website all at once, and the servers can't handle it, and the servers go down.
Well, you do a good job. You've got the information. You have the understanding. And this is the one thing that they do not want is people on national radio or television getting the truth out. I don't know why I've been able to do this other than the fact that we actually pay for our radio time. And anyway, I appreciate you being with us. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to having you with us later this week.
Well, thank you, Stan. And again, people can go to thehealthmasters.com to sign up for my free newsletter, healthmasters.com, and get the information that we have on Ebola.
God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're right. I agree with your concern, and I hope and pray this does not get loose in America. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I guess the guest has been with Ted Burr. I hope you enjoyed his remarks. I think his concerns are justified. I can remember when the Ebola first came out, and there was great evidence that both AIDS and Ebola were bad things. I spoke. AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic, if you need to get it. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Chan, a good program today brought back a lot of memories. For about 10 years, I and a small group of others, Dr. Horowitz, who I was mentioned this morning, and a handful of others, tried to get the CDC and the World Health Organization to use standard public health measures to stop the AIDS epidemic. We could have stopped the AIDS epidemic, you know, when there's just a few thousand people dead. We were not allowed to. We put it, I fought this for 10 years. I wrote a book. If you haven't read it, let me suggest you get it. It's called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We probably put out pretty close to 25, 30,000 copies of the book, self-published. But it really goes into the background of how every effort was made to block the effective use of standard and effective public health measures to stop the epidemic. At the time, I didn't understand that the AIDS virus had been genetically modified, but genetically created, just exactly as the Ebola virus was genetically created many years ago. We're talking about 30 years ago. Fascinating information, and now perhaps we've lost over 600,000 Americans have died unnecessarily from AIDS. We have another 1.5 million infected, totally unnecessary, because they absolutely refuse to use the standard and effective public health measures we use with all of the diseases. They wouldn't allow them to be used with the AIDS epidemic. Saying, oh, if we try to block the spread of the disease, it would discriminate against people. It would identify people who were homosexual. Oh, we can't try to stop this epidemic. We can't deal with it like we do with other epidemics. If you'd like to get my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, call 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which really is a classic. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. And, of course, we have to pay for the radio time on most of the networks. And as a result, we don't have to pay for this one, but we do have to pay for the others. And basically, we need your financial help to maintain what we have and certainly to keep educating people all across America as to what's really going on. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family as supporters or to donate or to get the various